Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Y'all know me. I take these Brundage babies with me wherever I go. And it doesn't matter that I'm doing my show. Number one priority, I'ma always be mama. So it is 82 degrees and folks are having fun at the fair, right? Hey, how you doing? Good to see y'all. And I don't know if you're like me, but I had taken some money out of the account and I said, listen, this is all the money we're going to spend at the fair for 3 days. Don't ask me for no more money. We spent that in about 2 hours yesterday. That was our first day. So today, we're coming to the fair looking for fun, free stuff to do. There are so many companies and organizations who are out here at the fair that have some amazing and fun booths that you can go to with your kids and have a great time. And so I need to let all you parents know who have already spent up your school clothes money where to go and what to do so that you don't have to spend any more money than you have to. So I said, Rachel, come down here and talk to me about what is going on at the Xfinity booth, because Xfinity has a big giant booth at the state fair. It's already lit. I knew it was going down, girl, when I saw Snoop Dogg's picture.
Oh yeah,
on the booth. So Rachel Johnson with Xfinity is joining us. Hey girl, how you doing? Is joining us at the WCCO radio booth at the state fair. Now, Rachel, thank you, girl, for coming. You got to tell me what is going on at that Xfinity booth, because there's some parents out there like me who are looking for some free, fun stuff to do.
Well, the Xfinity booth is the place to be.
Okay.
So we have the voice chair.
Oh, no. The voice chair. Okay. Okay.
So Chance the Rapper was here yesterday. Blake Shelton's here in the next few days. It's the chair that they sat in.
I love
maybe.
It.
Maybe. But it's a chair.
Okay.
And it's a chair that, like, Gwen Stefani and Michael Bublé and Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Are all going to sit in with Reba McEntire when the season kicks off this fall.
Okay. Okay. So can we take pictures in the chair?
Yes.
Okay.
Today you can take pictures in the chair. We'll take pictures all the way through Labor Day. For the next couple days, it actually turns around in a circle.
Oh, girl.
How exciting
okay.
is that?
Okay. Okay.
So that's free fun.
That's free fun.
And I checked out your practice line dancing for the Waltz Wiggle. I would say you guys are ready for Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. I love it. I love
you're
it.
Ready to go.
We're getting ready to go. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are some of the other free fun stuff that we can do over at the Xfinity booth here at the State Fair? Because I need to let parents know, because I'm telling you, girl, we have some of us, present company included, we have run out of money.
Well, we have our giveaways as normal. I brought you one.
Okay. What's the giveaway,
so
girl?
So we have a can koozie. And we have a tote bag. You can't walk around the fair without a tote bag.
You can't go wrong with a tote bag. Yep. Xfinity tote bag.
So that's pretty exciting.
Okay.
For those who love sports, we'll have the sports broadcasting all day and all night long at the booth. So you can catch your Twins tonight when they're playing the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
So that's exciting. And, I mean, we wouldn't be here if we were trying to, like, sell our internet service and mobile. So we have folks on site to help you with your existing account.
Yeah.
If you want to sign up for service or you just have questions in general about any of that, we're here to help you.
Okay. So here's the question since you brought that up. I've got a new middle schooler. Cameron is going to sixth grade. My heart is beating fast because all her friends who are going to middle school are getting phones.
Yeah.
What are my options? I'm not trying to spend a whole lot of money. I got to put Andrew through college in St. Cloud State. Talk to me about what I can get her. She's a responsible kid. She is really a great helper. I know that I can trust her, but I just got to figure out, I don't know what I need for a middle schooler for a phone.
Well, wasn't it great back in the day when the only thing middle schoolers need were, like, their older siblings' jeans?
Right.
To start school.
Shoes,
we can't do that anymore.
Undershirts.
Yep. I was a hand-me-down kid, so yeah. I lived it. If the right cost for a new phone for you is free,
okay,
we can do that.
What? So, okay, girl, wait a minute. You said my favorite word. Yeah. You said free.
Yeah, we always have a nice introductory phone at no charge.
Okay.
You get a credit for it every single month when you sign up for Xfinity Mobile. You have to have our Xfinity Internet to get Xfinity Mobile.
Okay.
But we've got free options. We also have, if you feel like spending a little money, we've got the latest iPhones, the latest Samsung Galaxy phones, the best Google Pixels. So we've got it all, but we always have an introductory phone for folks that don't really want to invest too much, but they'd like to get a great value.
Okay.
On a good phone.
Okay. Can I do that here at the fair? Because she's here. We're going to be doing that wall twirl line dance at 2:00. I just need to figure out if she and I can go down there today and walk out with the phone, because that keeps me from having to go to the Xfinity store in Woodbury. That's a trip that I don't really have the time to make.
Not this time of year.
No.
You won't walk without a phone today because we can't store them out here. We just don't have enough space. But you could walk out of here with one being shipped to you that you would receive probably on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, because school starts for her on the 3rd, and she wants to go with her phone. They have phone rules, but she's like, Mom, suppose we have a dance or I bike to school and something happens. She just wants to be as independent as her friends, and I want her to be that. I just don't want to pick up an extra bill. So if you're telling me y'all got an introductory phone that's free, is there something I need to ask for, a specific plan when I go in, or just tell them, hey, tell me about that introductory free phone.
Yeah, talk about the introductory phone on us is what we call it.
And okay, I need to know what to say, girl, because I want to get it.
And they'll be able to find your account based on your phone number, because I know you've been a great Xfinity customer.
Uh-huh.
And it'll work out great. She'll be ready for school after Labor Day. She's going to be rocking and rolling, line dancing all of her way into her classes into Cottage Grove. It's going to be great.
Okay, you got to tell me where the Xfinity booth is. Somebody just sent me a text message and said, I'm here. Where's the chair?
The voice chair is in front of Fan Central across from the food building.
Okay.
Just across from the Butterfly House. We're there every single year. We've got a big booth, lots of televisions, lots of music, lots of folks there to help you with those giveaways and the mobile service or any questions you might have about your account.
Rachel, thank you so much for being here on the porch with us here at the Minnesota State Fair.
Always
it
great
is
to be
always
here.
So much fun. Okay, so what I have to ask everybody who's here, what is your favorite fair food?
Well, I got here at 7 and I had a hot dog.
Okay.
But then I had some cheese curds.
Okay.
And then I tried out those new shepherd's pie, walking shepherd's
pie. Yeah, O'Gara's.
Really good.
Okay.
So I would say I've had the trifecta. I'll hit my Pronto Pup on the way out.
Okay. All right. Now, I saw Jason DeRush's review of the new walking shepherd's pie that O'Gara's is putting together. And he was a little less complimentary, but I have to say, I'm going to go ahead and try that on your recommendation because I love me some shepherd's pie.
Me too.
And I have never gone wrong getting food at O'Gara's.
No, it's pretty decent.
Yeah.
I would say it's a go.
Okay. And plus, I'm 52, and I can't be trying real fun stuff at the fair, like exotic foods, like that Korean corn dog that has the hot Cheetos crust. At 52 years old, the way my digestive system is set up, I can't do that and continue working. I will have to leave immediately and go home and be close to the bathroom. What you're doing is safe for my 52-year-old digestive system.
It would be safe
system.
For anyone of any age. It is the perfect food. You may want to add a little salt, but it's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. A little bit more salt. I actually come with my hot sauce. I'm from Louisiana, so I like a little spice. So I think I could dip that shepherd's pie, that walking shepherd's pie, in that hot sauce. I think we'll be good to go.
I think you'll be good.
All right. Love you, girl. Thank you too for being here.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.